President Bush is halfway through his second term in office, and he has not yet used his veto pen. Some political scientists, like UW-Madison professor David Cannon, say there were plenty of instances in which fiscal conservatives thought he should have.
Especially the transportation bill that passed recently that was, you know, seen as being one of the most pork-laden bills that passed in a very long time. And so this is, I think, an attempt by President Bush to reach out to the conservative base of his party.
Another political scientist says the debate also helps define what kind of Republican Mark Green is and to what extent the Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate is willing to support the president. UW La Crosse professor Joe Heim notes other Republicans, namely Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, are splitting with the administration on this issue. They've been swayed by scientists who say they need more stem cell lines because many existing ones are not usable. But Heim says President Bush is sticking to an earlier compromise to restrict research, which many pro-life groups oppose.
And keep in mind, a lot of this is going on without the federal government's involvement. So he's, I think, in his side, he's trying to remain consistent to his earlier beliefs, whereas I think a lot of the Republicans have moved on and decided that on balance it's a good thing for the federal government to fund.
Heim says the potential for curing disease may be prompting politicians to support stem cell research on excess embryos from fertility clinics. For some, though, he says the motivation may be upcoming elections. A number of previous polls show public support for such research. Results from a Badger poll on stem cells will be released later this week. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.